Nami abdi Anna.
My name is Anna.
Abdi cicing di desa Letik.
I live in a small village.
Ieu endah jeung sepi di dieu.
It is beautiful and quiet here.
Abdi gaduh bapa sareng indung.
I have a father and a mother.
Bapakku teh dokter.
My father is a doctor.
Ibu abdi teh guru.
My mother is a teacher.
Kuring gaduh hiji lanceuk lalaki jeung hiji lanceuk au.
I have one brother and one sister.
Adik lalaki abdi 6 taun.
My brother is 8 years old.
Adik kuring 6 taun umurna.
My sister is 6 years old.
Urang senang di desa kami.
We are happy in our village.
Kuring-kuring resep kulawarga kuring pisan.
I love my family very much.
Ieu mangrupa kahirupan abdi.
This is my life.
Tom budak anu panasaran.
Tom is a curious boy.
Manha resep diajar ngeunaan teknologi.
He loves to learn about technology.
Hiji po, Tom patepung sareng ilmuwan.
One day, Tom met a scientist.
Ilmuwan ngajelaskeun semikonduktor.
The scientist explained semiconductors.
Semikonduktor penting pikeun alat-alat.
Semiconductors are important for gadgets.
Tom dorong pikeun diajar langkung seueur.
Tom was excited to learn more.
Mangga nanya seueur patarosan.
He asked many questions.
Ilmuwan senang pikeun ngabantosan.
The scientist was happy to help.
Aranjeuna ngobrol ngeunaan kumaha komputer jalan.
They talked about how computers work.
Tom diajaranin semikonduktor mantuan komputer.
Tom learned that semiconductors help computers.
Dina ngarasa bangga pikeun nyaho ieu.
He felt proud to know this.
Tom hoyong diajar langkung seueur ngeunaan semikonduktor.
Tom wanted to learn even more about semiconductors.
Manha ngimpi pikeun manggihan alat anyar.
He dreamed of inventing new gadgets.
Masa depan Tom cang.
Tom's future was bright.
Manungtung anjeuna ka dunya anyar semikonduktor.
He smiled at the new world of semiconductors.
Mark sareng Lisa mutuskeun pikeun angkat ka gym babarengan.
Mark and Lisa decided to go to the gym together.
Maranen bagja pikeun nyobian rupa-rupa kagiatan.
They were excited to try different activities.
Pertama, Marana ngajajah kamar angkat berat.
First, they explored the weightlifting room.
Mark ngangkat dumbbells berat nalika Lisa ningali.
Mark lifted heavy dumbbells while Lisa watched.
Sanggeus sabaraha lila, maranhanna ngalih ka latihan kardio.
After a while, they switched to cardio exercises.
Aranjeuna ngajalankeun di treadmill sareng resep musik.
They ran on the treadmill and enjoyed the music.
Saterusna, maranna nyobian hiji kelas yoga babarengan.
Next, they tried a yoga class together.
Lisa bogoh di atmosfer santai sarta guru.
Lisa loved the relaxing atmosphere and the instructor.
Mark mendaka nanas, tapi anjeuna nyobian keras.
Mark found it difficult, but he tried hard.
Dina akhirt, maran ngarasa bungah sareng gagah.
At the end of the day, they felt happy and proud.
Di hiji kota Letik, aya hiji aungora nu disebut Sarah.
In a small town, there lived a young woman named Sarah.
Sarah ngarasa leungiteun sareng gantosan hal anu leuwih besar.
Sarah felt lost and yearned for something greater.
Anjeuna mutus pikeun ngajajah agama anu beda.
She decided to explore different religions.
Perjalanan nanggih ka kuil Hindu heula.
Her journey took her to a Hindu temple first.
Manha ngadangukeun ngagong sareng ngarasa rasa tenang.
She listened to the chanting and felt a sense of peace.
Tapi, maneh gancang sadar yen ieu sans panggero benerna.
However, she soon realized that this was not her true calling.
Sanggeusna, Sarah ngadatangan ka monaster Buddha.
Next, Sarah visited a Buddhist monastery.
Manha ngalamun tenang sareng mendakan pamahaman anu leuwih jero ngeunaan kahirupan.
She meditated quietly and found a deeper understanding of life.
Sanggeus waktosna didinya, manehna ngarasa sambungan anu kuat jeung Buddhaisme.
After her time there, she felt a strong connection with Buddhism.
Tapi, maneh masih hoyong manggihan leuwih seueur.
Yet, she still wanted to discover more.
Janten anjeuna angkat ka dina ngudag nu diajar ngeunaan Kristen.
Thus, she set out on a quest to learn about Christianity.
Dina akhir, kayakinna aitna naon jadi sabtuang anu beunghar.
In the end, her faith evolved into a rich tapestry of beliefs.
Dina dunia modern, agama mankeun peran penting dina ngawangun norma sosial.
In the contemporary world, religion plays a crucial role in shaping societal norms.
Eta mangaruhan prinsip moral, sistem hukum, jeung paripolah budaya.
It influences moral principles, legal systems, and cultural practices.
Tapi, nalika masyarakat mekar, aya panurunan anu katangtu dina ketatan agama.
Yet, as societies evolve, there is a noticeable decline in religious adherence.
Fenomena ieu ngindikasikeun pergeseran ka sekularisasi, khususna di setelan urban.
This phenomenon indicates a shift towards secularization, especially in urban settings.
Dina tradisional nilai mindeng tabrakan jeung ideologi modern.
Within cities, traditional values often clash with modern ideologies.
Konlik ieu tiasa ngakibatkeun tegangan sosial sareng debat ngeunaan identitas.
This clash can lead to social tensions and debates about identity.
Paguneman ieu mindeng bongkeun kasieun jero jeung kahayang pikeun sambungan.
These discussions often reveal deep-seated fears and longings for connection.
Nalika jalma ngalalakonan kapercayana, aranjeuna remen nangan komunitas sareng pamahaman.
As people navigate their beliefs, they often seek community and understanding.
Tantangan aya dina nyocokake tradisi jeung kabutuhan ayeuna sareng aspirasi.
The challenge lies in balancing tradition with contemporary needs and aspirations.
Akhire, kapercayaan dina kontsmodern bisa jadi sumber tina konlik jeung kesatuan.
Ultimately, faith in a modern context can be a source of both conflict and unity.
Dina di widang sastra, lanskap mindeng dijadikeun simbol multiaceted anu ngagambarkeun kasulitan batin karakter.
In the realm of literature, landscapes often serve as multifaceted symbols that reflect the inner turmoil of characters.
Tingkah aya tingkah sawah di Wuthering Heights nepi ka taman tenang ti Thesecret Garden, seting nangemang power rasa.
From the turbulent moors in Wuthering Heights to the serene gardens of the Secret Garden, the settings encapsulate emotional extremes.
Unggal lanskap pinuh ku harti, ngajak pamiarsa pikeun nempo lapisan makna simbolis.
Each landscape is laden with meaning, inviting readers to unearth the layers of symbolic significance.
Tujuan pangarang janten jelas pisan dina noel di mana setting na ampir karakter sorangan.
The author's intent becomes remarkably clear in novels where the setting is almost a character itself.
Noelist kawasana Irginia Wall ngadamel lingkungan anu ngagambarkeun kompleksitas na jiwa manusia.
Novelists like Virginia Woolf craft environments that mirror the complexities of the human psyche.
Lingkungan sapertos kitusan ngan saukur latar, tapi kompon integral tina struktur narasi.
Such environments are not mere backdrops but integral components of narrative structure.
Salajengna ngagerak unsur nu bertentangan.
Moreover, the juxtaposition of contrasting elements within a setting prompts profound reflections on social dynamics.
Ngali hasil analisa anu taliti, karajinan nu beunghar temat-temat anu dijalin kana sastra bakal kabuka, masihan pamahaman ngeunaan kaayaan manusia.
Through careful analysis, the rich tapestry of themes woven into literature is unveiled, offering insight into the human condition.
Akhirna, lanskap sastra saperti ieu ngadorong pamiarsa pikeun ngajak bagian dina teu di luhur lapisanana, ngajajah jero harti jeung sambungan.
Ultimately, such literary landscapes compel readers to engage with the text beyond its surface, exploring deeper meanings and connections.